Hello, I'd like to read three poems on friendship, for my friends. The first poem is called Narcissus Lullaby by Tony Hoagland. If someone anywhere right now is imagining me saying my name thoughtfully, with her pink tongue touching the smooth ceiling of her mouth, softly to pronounce the T, like the first brush stroke in a figurative landscape painting of he who is the subject of this poem, then I can relax a moment in the matter of remembering myself. I can close my eyes and let the whole factory of identity go drifting in the dark like a big brick warehouse full of anxious secrets in an unsafe neighborhood gone quiet at the end of day, yet guarded and protected and caressed by the soft, conscious flashlight of my imaginary friend's imagination. The second poem is called Your Catfish Friend by Richard Brautigan. If I were to live my life in catfish forms, in scaffolds of skin and whiskers at the bottom of a pond, and you were to come by one evening when the moon was shining down into my dark home and stand there at the edge of my affection and think, "It's beautiful here by this pond. I wish somebody loved me." I'd love you and be your catfish friend and drive such lonely thoughts from your mind, and suddenly you would be at peace and ask yourself, "I wonder if there are any catfish in this pond. It seems like a perfect place for them." And finally, the last poem is called A Blessing, and it's by James Wright. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom.